Holy Family Elementary's pancake races are right around the corner. From fourth grade, Mrs. Teresa Schrant and Mrs. Maddie Quimby stopped by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, next week is the beginning of Lent. Mm-hmm. That starts on Ash Wednesday. So the day before Ash Wednesday, Shrove Tuesday, in England, Shrove Tuesday, and in France, Fat Tuesday, mm-hmm. We'll be celebrating Shrove Tuesday with our annual pancake races.
Yeah. Shrove sounds a little bit nicer than Fat Tuesday. I just want to put that out there. And you know, me as a Catholic myself, I'm well aware of it, and all of you listening out there should be aware of it too. Don't forget, no meat on Ash Wednesday either. That's a fasting day. Don't forget mm-hmm. that. I sometimes often forget that, especially when you're just kind of in the mode and just going and everything. Just keep in mind of that. So let's go ahead and kind of talk about what events are we doing for Shrove Tuesday then?
So we do our annual pancake race. This is the 34th annual pancake race at Holy Family. As a former Holy Family student and now teacher, I remember racing when I was in fourth grade. So this is a fun tradition that we do year after year. The students, we all go out on the playground and Mrs. Schrant cooks up pancakes and they have their frying pans and their aprons and we do a traditional pancake race.
Okay. And what's involved in a pancake race?
Because the people of England were not supposed to eat eggs, milk, or fats during Lent, they used them all up ahead of time so they would make pancakes with it. Mm-hmm. So the official rules are you have to have your hair tied back, you have to wear a dress, and you have to wear an apron. But we don't adhere to those rules because we like the boys to be able to run. So they just have to have an apron and a frying pan. We have all kinds of frying pans coming in. We have itty bitty ones and we have big cast iron ones. So
they have to start with a flip and then they run a certain distance down and around an obstacle and they come back and they have to end with a flip and catch it in order for their time to stop. And we do a few rounds and then we do a final round to see who wins.
Okay. Well, Maddie, you said that you used to do this when you were in fourth grade. How's your record?
I don't think that I won when I was a student, but I did win as a teacher. We also invite the parents of the fourth grade students to race, and the teachers get to race as well. So when I came back as a teacher, I did win a couple years, and we've done some fun things since then. We've done flipping contests for the teachers, who can flip it the furthest, who can flip it the most in a minute. So we have a lot of fun with it.
The kids really look forward to it, and the winners get an engraved spatula to show off.
Now, when you're flipping it, are you flipping it with the spatula, or is it that trick? Oh,
it's a toss and catch. Yeah,
a toss and catch.
Mm-hmm. Toss and catch.
I can't even do that when I'm not under pressure. And I was a cook for a while too. I could never get that down pat.
Well, we just tell the kids, just make sure the pancake catches some air. They don't have to actually turn it over. Otherwise, we would never get anybody running.
It's fun to see all the different techniques that they come up with trying to be strategic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to know, how many pancakes are you cooking for this thing? How many get wasted? My head always goes to food.
They all get wasted. We tell the kids that they cannot eat them because they've been dropped and handled and touched and whatever. I usually just I don't make my pancakes from scratch. I use a box mix. And so whatever I can get out of there, 50, 60 pancakes. And then sometimes they just have to share. Sometimes they might find one that they like better than another, a bigger one, a smaller one. But they all get wasted. All of them.
You got the kids that are really into science, like looking at aerodynamics of the pancake and everything. All right. Yep. That sounds really, really cool. I kind of wish that I had something like that when I was growing up, because that would have been very entertaining when I was a kid there. As staff members, staff and faculty members, is it is there excitement going around for it as well too? Or is there kind of a, oh, here we go again.
Well, there might be that attitude in the upper grades. Who knows? But we invite the whole school to wear aprons that day. So it's fun. Mm-hmm. So all the kindergarten, all the kids come with aprons on, or most of them do. Mm-hmm. And so they do that as just a way to support the pancake race and to support the fourth graders.
And it's something that the fourth graders look forward to from when they're young. Mm-hmm. Only the fourth grade gets to participate. Everybody else gets to watch. And I just think it's really fun. All of the younger kids, especially if they've had older siblings, something to look forward to. And then the older kids kind of get to reminisce about when they were racers.
And then they can go on and train and go to school and then come back and win it again, right?
Mm-hmm. As parents, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of parents that raced as students coming back and racing with mm-hmm. their children, so that's fun.
We do have to tell the parents to not take it so seriously because we have had mm-hmm. scabs and mm-hmm. bruises and broken teeth.
Dental work. So
we have to be very careful.
Sometimes the parents are more competitive than the kids.